Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
Man, outside my house, there's protesters, there's the Wheel of Fortune people, the ageism people. I'm getting into all kinds of trouble with this podcast. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis chastised a group of students why they were wearing face masks. DeSantis said, honestly, it's not doing anything, and we've got to stop with this COVID theater. Late Night reacted to that. Seth Meyer said, how much of a bleep do you have to be to yell at a bunch of high school students who are just trying to be safe? They're actually doing the right thing and you're scolding them for it like you're an old man who sees a bunch of innocent teens walking by and screams, hey, you kids, get on my lawn. Also, what the hell is COVID theater? Those plays where the actors have to stand 6 feet apart? Love it. I just saw the COVID theater production of Les Mis. The stage was the size of a football field. Although for people who moved from New York to Florida during the pandemic, it's the only theater they have left. Jimmy Fallon tagged in. When the parents asked how their day was, they were like, I got bullied by the governor. Bill Burr is writing, directing, and starring alongside Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale. You know him from Boardwalk Empire. It's an original comedy. It's called Old Dads. Old Dads centers on a middle-aged father played by Bill Burr and his two best friends, who, after selling their company to a millennial, find themselves out of step and behind the times as they hilariously struggle to navigate a changing world of culture, including TikTokers pantomiming to Donald Trump and getting to host Jimmy Kimmel's show. A changing world of culture, career, and fatherhood. Bill Burr said, very excited to start shooting Old Dads. This comedy is based on my own and my co-writer Ben Tischler's lives. Miramax has been awesome to work with, and I think people are really going to like this movie. The Miramax suit said Burr is one of the top comedic voices of his generation, and he's written a script that's not just unwaveringly funny, but also full of heart and unfiltered cultured comedy. So who are the top comedic voices of this generation? Bill Burr, CK, right? I know we don't like CK anymore, but CK, Chappelle. Who else would you put in there? Why don't you comment on the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group, or on the Reddit, Daily Comedy News. I'm sure I'm forgetting all kinds of obvious people. And then there are people like Kevin Hart, who sells out stadiums, but is he the comedic voice of the generation? I wouldn't put him in the same camp as Chappelle, C.K. Burr. I don't know. Maybe Ricky Gervais is in that group? Well, Ricky tweeted, I'm doing another new material night. That's interesting. New material night? Kind of cool. And I like that he's telling you it's new material night. I'm doing another new material night for my next tour, hashtag Armageddon, with some comedy chums. It's cheap because it's shite. Tickets on sale now. It's billed as Ricky Gervais and Friends. We have found out who will play the mom in Joe Coy's new sitcom. I know you couldn't wait to hear this one. Mia Katigbak has been cast as Lorna, Joe's mom. She's described as a little Filipino force of nature. She loves Joe Coy and spoils him with her homemade Filipino cooking. And when he gets out of line, she isn't afraid to whack him with her slippers. What? Lorna connects Joe to his past and their family history and also provides the love and support he needs in his new life post-divorce. Joe Coy is 50 years old, so that means his mom's character has to be at least 70. Are we okay with senior citizens beating people in their 50s? I think we need to cancel this sitcom and cancel Joe Coy. Where's the ageism guy now? Ageism guy, are you okay with Joe Coy's mom being portrayed as a sunbeater? Is Joe Coy supposed to just take it and be beat with slippers? Oh, wait, I'm being passed a note. It's a sitcom. Calm the F down. Sorry. The news has been so crazy lately. Dusty Slay is pretty awesome. I posted on the Facebook group not too long ago one of his sets. I like him a lot. This from Taste of Country. The Alabama native got into a fair bit of trouble before finding sobriety in his voice. He was stopped from joining the army, Dusty Slay said. I got arrested. My recruiter, I was smoking a lot of weed. He was helping me clear my system, and they went for my physical. When I got back, he goes, all right, I shouldn't tell you this. I know you like to smoke weed, and you're going to get shipped off in 30 days, so you'll have to take another drug test. So if you want to smoke weed, do it tonight. And then that night, I got arrested for underage consumption and possession of marijuana. Dusty Slay, a big fan of Jeff Foxworthy, so am I. He said of Jeff, he came out with You Might Be a Redneck. That album was out when I was in middle school, living in a trailer, and he had us walking around saying, Yontu and Aight, like we weren't already saying them. I always liked the redneck words, like the widja-didja, because it was like blowing my mind. I didn't even realize we were saying these things. The first two albums by Jeff Foxworthy are the best. They really can't be beat. And I love this from Country Life. Dusty Slay's personal life includes a few anecdotes a redneck might be proud of. For example, his younger sister is not at all related to his older sister. Take a break and do the math on that if you want. Let's take a break and do the math on that. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, his older sister is not related to his younger sister. All right, so if we have Dusty and he's got a sister, so let's say it's the same mom and a different dad. So then that different dad would have to have hooked up with a different woman to create younger sister? Something like that? Speaking of marrying your cousins, today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. Ooh, the royals are going to come get me for that crack. Palace Intrigue, we talk about the royal family, and we make fun of them. Some of them have married cousins. You can look it up. Don't get mad at me. I didn't marry my cousin. Anyway, we take a look at the royal family headlines. Some days we're serious, you know. Nobody wants the queen to be sick. Some days we goof on people. And by people, I mean Harry. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Louis Black spoke to WPR. He's surprised that we've done something with these two political parties that really is unbelievable. No other country's done it. No other country. We used to have parties that argued ideas, not anymore. Now we have two separate political parties that actually exist in two different realities. It's like you go from one reality to another. I left New York and the oh my God virus, as I call it, was hitting there. And people were masking up again. They never had stopped masking. They were masking on the streets in New York City. They were not fooling around. Then I got to Florida and it was like, woo, it's over. I know the governor's like yelling at school children. You know, it was done there. And there's a real fight in this country. It's these two realities. He got a little environmentally said, I've never driven by a dairy farm or looked at the fields as my tour bus rolled by in a field filled with cows and thought, God, I got to get out there and hug one of those beasts. You should hug a cow, Lewis. It's nature. It's good. Enjoy it. Don't be so grumpy. Speaking of the grumpiness, Lewis Black said, Where it comes from has always been genuine. It just can't be angry. You gotta play it. There's a fine line, because if you cross that line, which I used to do before, it kind of pushes the audience away. What's funny is, I was trying to find other ways to be. In one of his previous specials, he tried to calm down, and he got criticized. He said the major criticism of that special is that, uh-oh, he got tired, he's not yelling anymore. I felt I was saying things in a way that was more vicious than when I was yelling. Tim Allen talked about outdoor shows. He told WPTV the masks and all that made a big difference because he didn't know if he was doing well or not. He said it's a big difference for a comedian to hear that muffled laugh. It wasn't satisfying because it seemed like people didn't like it. And then people were like, no, you got a standing ovation. He also said comedy has become a tightrope. I have a family member that passed away. I have neighbors that passed away. Then I've had hundreds of thousands of people, a lot of which I don't know, that had COVID-19 and didn't know they had it. It's been a very difficult navigation for a comedian. Is it funny for me to do? I printed out hats for a while that just said F COVID on it. I was so angry and how it was separating my family that I was mad at the virus. Then some people at a local store said, you think this is funny? And I had to say, I laugh sometimes because I have nothing else to give. Sometimes it's not appropriate and that's okay too. And from Deadline, for some reason, they're remaking White Men Can't Jump. You know that one, the 1992 sports comedy with Woody Harrelson. You've seen it. It's a lot of fun. Rosie Perez is in that one. They're remaking it. I don't know why, but the bigger mystery is why it's going to star musician Jack Harlow. He's going to make his acting debut in the reboot of White Men Can't Jump. What are we even doing? That's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.